Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of brachialis found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to brachialis. The origin of the brachialis is on the distal half of the anterior surface of the humerus. It inserts on the coronoid process and tuberosity of the ulna. In terms of its action, it is a major flexor of the elbow. Remember that it flexes the elbow in all positions. With regards to its innervation, the brachialis is innervated by the musculocutaneous nerve, which receives innervation from the C5 and C6 nerve roots, and it is also innervated partly by the radial nerve. And lastly, with regards to its arterial supply, the brachialis is supplied by the muscular branches of the brachial artery and the recurrent radial artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to brachialis, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. Transferring fascicles from the ulnar and median nerves to the biceps brachii and brachialis muscles can be used to treat deficits resulting from an injury to which of the following regions of the brachial plexus? And the answer choices are Choice 1. Posterior divisions. Choice 2, posterior cord. Choice 3, medial cord. Choice 4, lateral cord. Or choice 5, inferior trunk. The best answer to this question is choice 4, lateral cord. The musculocutaneous nerve arises from the lateral cord. Transferring fascicles from the median and ulnar nerves to the musculocutaneous nerve can be used to restore elbow flexion after a nerve injury. Nerve transfers are a valuable reconstructive technique that can partially or completely restore motor and sensory deficits. Muscle reinnervation depends on regenerating muscle axons reaching target muscles before irreversible loss of motor endplates, which typically occurs within 1 year after injury. Transfer of expendable fascicles of the ulnar and median nerves to branches of a non-functional musculocutaneous nerve can be used to restore elbow flexion. The publication by Tung et al. Reviewed the indications, techniques, and outcomes of nerve transfers. The authors note that donor nerve should be expendable and provide a synergistic function to the target muscle to facilitate postoperative rehabilitation and motor reeducation. Expendable branches include fascicles of the ulnar nerve innervating the flexor carpiulnaris and fascicles of the median nerve innervating the flexor digitorum superficialis, the palmaris longus, and the flexor carpi radialis. The authors report several possible donors for the restoration of elbow flexion, but that a double fascicular transfer to the biceps and brachialis muscles from the median and ulnar nerves are most preferred. The publication by Ray et al. Reported on clinical outcomes after double fascicular nerve transfers to the biceps brachii and brachialis muscles in patients with brachial plexus injuries. The authors report that elbow flexion was regained in 28 of 29 patients without functional deficits from the donor nerve distribution. They conclude that the procedure results in reliable restoration of elbow flexion in patients with brachial plexus injuries. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choices 1 and 2. The three posterior divisions combine to form the posterior cord. Nerve branches of the posterior cord are the axillary, radial, thoracodorsal, upper subscapular, and lower subscapular nerves. Choice 3. Nerves arising from the medial cord are the medial pectoral, medial brachial cutaneous, medial antibrachial cutaneous, ulnar, and a contribution to the median nerve. Choice 5. The inferior trunk contributes to the posterior and medial cords. That's all for this review about brachialis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, We'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the Med Bullet Step 1 Podcast.